This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. When you travel, one of the things you notice is the differences in how people deal with personal space. Generally, in America, where there's 7 acres for each of us, I just calculated, we like our boundaries. You have your space, I have mine, let's keep it that way. We take it for granted, but the photographer Richard Rinaldi found himself fascinated by that invisible bubble of personal space. And he has spent years trying to burst the bubble, getting strangers to hug or hold hands, and then photographing them. An exhibit of those images is touring the country, and they've also been published in a book called Touching Strangers. Sarah Reynolds went to find out what this is all about.
There are very few times when we intentionally touch people we don't know. A handshake when we meet, hand-holding in church, maybe. We don't really touch strangers, unless maybe someone asks us to.
I remember it was a Saturday. I'd forgotten to do something at work.
It was 3 years ago. Jessica Ong was reading on the train, heading home to Queens. She's in her early 30s, slender frame, laughs easily, and that day she was stopped on the train by photographer Richard Rinaldi.
In the subway, you gotta work fast, because people are like, they're on their way somewhere, and eventually their stop's gonna come up. Jessica got on, and I thought she was really lovely.
I mean, being a native New Yorker, I don't notice. I'm very good at tuning things out. So I don't think I noticed his humongous camera.
I would say basically I'm making family portraits out of strangers.
Richard asked Jessica if he could take her picture. He introduced her to a middle-aged guy with a denim jacket, shoulder-length wavy hair. His name was Alfredo, another stranger. Richard asked them to embrace, to face the camera. And then he took that picture with his big 8x10 view camera. It's square with an accordion lens on the front, like something from the 19th century. In the photograph, their upper bodies touch. Alfredo's arm drapes around Jessica's shoulder. He leans away from her, slightly, as if he wants to be both close and not too close. They stand on either side of the metal subway pole and hold hands, like old friends. And when the photo was done, they all parted ways. Richard did this about 170 times over the course of 7 years, in Baltimore and New Orleans, New Bedford, Massachusetts, Las Vegas. Not everyone said yes, but many did, and maybe more than you'd think, considering that touching a stranger can be kind of a weird thing.
I was very fearful about doing it. Okay. So the very first one I did, in retrospect, I think it was so tentative, because I was so tentative. And I think it has made me a more fearless and better photographer.
In his photographs, there's a warmth, a familiarity between these touching strangers, or at least you think there is. So you're left wondering, are we imagining the kindness between them? Are they faking it? Or can sharing a few awkward minutes actually make two strangers care about each other?
We were just eating funnel cake right before that picture was taken. I was sitting with my two little brothers and my mother at the time. And he just walks up to me. He said, "Would you like to be in a picture?"
Jeremy Coleman was at the Ohio State Fair with his family when he met Rinaldi. He's 24 and shy.
And I'm usually not that comfortable with a stranger, so that's what kind of like took me for a loop. I surprised myself.
He'd just come from a Kesha concert. The other stranger in the photo, Matthew, looks like he'd just come from the rodeo. Matthew is white, stocky, with a cowboy hat, t-shirt, and jeans. And Jeremy's black, short hair and glasses. Matthew sits at a picnic table in the photo, and Jeremy stands behind him with his hand on his shoulder.
It almost looks like we know each other in a weird sort of way.
Jeremy and Matthew are posed in front of the American flag hanging on a wall, both stoic, like they've soldiered through something together. The photo surprises you, the way it juxtaposes race and body type and their sense of style. With the flag behind them, it feels like a larger story about our society, about how divided we still are. It's as if the photo is saying, look at the intimacy, and yet all we see are the differences. Elaine Hargrove pulls a box from a high shelf in her bedroom to show me the photo Richard took of her. She was walking to a job interview when he spotted her.
I kind of could chalk it up to, like, subway moments, the way the subways kind of mix and mingle and mash people together. But also weird things happen that kind of make people bond very quickly sometimes, or find allies, or, you know, whether it's like somebody vomits on the train or falls, or there can be like really quick bonds fused. I appreciate that.
You look like you know each other. It looks like a very familial photo.
Mm-hmm.
Does that like strike the chord that I say that, or?
No, I think we were both pretty comfortable with it. Like maybe we're both just, you know, kind of crunchy and like okay being close to people.
In the photo, Elaine's embracing a woman twice her age, maybe in her 60s. And their hug, it's so close, it looks like Richard interrupted something to take the shot. Her companion leans into her. Elaine holds her to her chest as if she's providing solace.
She looks very, like, troubled or forlorn in the photo. Looks like you're comforting her.
I can't help investing the scene with an emotion that just wasn't there. There was one man who emailed me but didn't want to talk. In the picture, he's kneeling on a basketball court, a middle-aged man wearing a winter hat and sweatpants. An elderly woman stands next to him, their height matched. Their hands are clasped, each finger crossed through the other. It looks like he's asking for forgiveness. Here's what he wrote.
Through 20 long years in New York City, I had not one picture of me with anyone. So when I was approached to take one beautiful picture, I did. Not with a stranger, but with a woman that spent 80-some-odd years on this earth. She was no stranger to me.
But I see this intimacy in almost all the photos, even if it is a mirage. Richard himself calls these pairings fictional and orchestrated. They are, after all, strangers. Teju Cole, the photographer and author who wrote the foreword to Richard's book, says this.
A photograph is nothing but surface. But there are ineffable truths in the way things look. How things seem can be more startling than how they are.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Reynolds.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love?
We have a slideshow of Richard Rinaldi's photographs up at studio360.org.